For me, it's about how people use the word marketing attribution and what do they really mean by it. It seems like a lot of people use the word marketing attribution to mean all marketing measurement of everything. And in particular, those folks that use marketing attribution, they oftentimes will include a very important metric called funnel metrics. So when I talk about marketing attribution, for me, I'm speaking very specifically of impact on pipeline and revenue, doing budget optimization through these various attribution models, very specific. But some people, when they use attribution, they also mean funnel metrics as well. And funnel metrics were made really popular by Serious Decisions. And it was even almost 20 years ago when they created the Serious Decisions waterfall. And we all use those terms, inquiry, MQL, SAL, SQL, so on. So that's the marketing funnel. And I want to just be really clear what the purpose of these things are, right? So attribution, the purpose of attribution is for budget prioritization. Know what's impacting, what's not impacting. The purpose of funnel metrics is to really understand and optimize your process. So whether you're a small company or a big company, you've got processes. You've got to get the leads over to sales. They've got to follow up on them. You've got to get some sort of feedback loop going. If you don't have good funnel metrics, you won't be able to do that. And it's my opinion, after doing this marketing thing a little bit myself, that funnel metrics are really half the problem. Process is half the problem. And the other half is really budget optimization. So if you can solve both of those problems, you're in a really good shape.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
Marketing Smarts listeners, do you pay attention to attribution? Well, today, that's what we're going to be talking about with Bonnie Crater. That's right. You hopefully saw the title, A B2B Marketer's Guide to Marketing Attribution, what you need to know. And, well, there is probably a lot that we need to know. Now, we are going to talk about what keeps Bonnie up at night around the topic of marketing attribution. We're going to talk about how to get started, hurdles along the way, what does success look like? We're even going to talk about attribution models, all sorts of good stuff in this episode for sure. Now, Bonnie Crater, co-founder, president, and CEO. Prior to joining Full Circle Insights, Bonnie Crater was a five-time vice president of marketing and executive at many software companies in Silicon Valley. Bonnie held vice president and senior vice president roles at Genesee, Netscape, Network Computer Inc., Salesforce.com, Stratify, Realization, and Voice Objects, now Voxio. A 10-year veteran of Oracle Corporation and its various subsidiaries, Bonnie was vice president of Compact Product Division and Workgroup Products Division. Bonnie holds a BA in biology from Princeton University, and she also holds some dope information about attribution or marketing attribution. Now, before we get into the good stuff, let's go ahead and hear a word from our sponsor. Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics. And let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts, and I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you? All right. With that out of the way, Marketing Smarts listeners, it is time. Yes, indeedy. For the B2B Marketer Guide to Marketing Attribution, what you need to know with Bonnie Crater. Let's go ahead and get in to the good stuff. All right, marketing smarts, this is your boy George B. Thomas. And you know what's going to come next? I'm very enthusiastic. I know you were waiting for the word excited because that's what I always say. So let's just say it. I'm excited because today we're going to talk about a B2B marketer's guide to marketing attribution, what you need to know. And I'm doubly excited because we have Bonnie Crater. That's right. Expert extraordinaire that's going to help us go down this journey. Bonnie, how are you doing today?
Awesome. Thank you, George.
No, you bet. My pleasure. So, Bonnie, I like to start these podcast episodes, which sounds like kind of a strange question, but man, has it given us some great answers. And Bonnie, that is, what keeps you up at night? It could be a dream. It could be a nightmare. But what keeps you up at night when we're having this conversation around marketing attribution and B2B marketers?
Well, I think the thing that troubles me most is that a lot of marketers tell me that they're confused about what marketing attribution is and how they should go about doing it. Because once you get the gist of this, it's really not that hard.
So I like that you actually went into that they're confused, because one of the things I like to do on the podcast episodes is level set, right? Take it right back to the beginning. So Bonnie, when you say marketing attribution so that the audience can be with us the rest of the time, what the heck do we even mean? In other words, how, Bonnie, do you define marketing attribution for the folks today?
For me, marketing attribution is purely the impact of all the marketing campaigns that you're running on pipeline and revenue. And the reason that you do marketing attribution is to really understand how to prioritize your budget. What programs are most important? What programs are least important? And where to place your budget bets?
I'm going to go off the beaten path for a second, because when we think about attribution, especially in a world where we live in this kind of digital tech space, some might be listening to this and they're like, oh yeah, my CRM or my marketing software, it gives me things like original source. It gives me things like organic, social, referral, email. When we're talking about attribution, is that what we're talking about, or is there a deeper level or different segments to this thing that is marketing attribution that we're going to talk about today?
Yeah. So the first thing is there's a lot of metrics that you can use in marketing. Most marketers are really following top of the funnel metrics, clicks and responses or leads. But in the world of marketing attribution, you really want to tie that to what the sales team is doing. So you're really trying to understand, okay, are you teeing up good stuff? Are you teeing up good leads for that sales team? Are they able to create pipeline? Are they able to close those leads? And how well do they do that? So attribution is different than a lot of the marketing metrics that folks typically use in marketing, because it really ties the team together. On the P&L, it says sales and marketing, right? Sales is not on one line and marketing is not on the other line. It says sales and marketing. And there's a reason, because marketing and sales are really supposed to work together.
You're preaching my language right there. I love when marketing and sales teams can work together. And I also love that in that last little bit, you talked about kind of tying it to sales or the bottom of the funnel, AKA, ladies and gentlemen, revenue generation. That is so good. So let's keep digging a little bit deeper on that. Bonnie, what are some key elements of marketing attribution? And of course, because we're on Marketing Smarts, I have to say B2B marketers, but I feel like this answer might be for all marketers on the planet. But what are some key elements of marketing attribution that B2B marketers should be paying attention to along the way?
Well, I think here's where you get into the whole idea of the models. And once you say the word models, then often their eyes glaze over. So this is not really that hard either. So there's two types of ways of setting up your marketing attribution. One is with single touch attribution, one is with multi-touch attribution. But the idea in either one is that you're trying to take the response to your campaign and tie it to the sale that actually happens or the pipeline actually happens. So I'm going to just give a quick example, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love examples on the podcast.
So say you have closed a $10,000 deal and you have five marketing touches that were part of that deal. And you want to just give every touch, no matter if it's a webinar or a download or whatever, you want to give those touches the same type of credit, right? The same credit. So we might call that an even spread. So you would take your $10,000, right, and divide it by those five touches. So each of those touches would get a $2,000 credit. You can put a dollar sign in front of it, or you can think of it as a point system. So it could be 10,000 points, and you're dividing it by five so that each gets 2,000 points. So if you can get that in your head, you're just trying to give credit in a logical way to every touch. So I'm going to pause there, George. Is that pretty clear?
Yeah, it makes sense. I totally get it. And of course, I think this is where we get into that first touch, last touch, and then the multi-touch. I think there's like different names to different ways that you can roll with that. Is that something maybe you can dive a little bit deeper into, like multi-touch attribution? And maybe even, is there one that's better than the other? Where does your mind go with that?
I'm going to go to the end of your question, which is, how do you choose one of these models? You want to choose a model that really emphasizes what your marketing strategy is. So if your marketing strategy is all about, I need to generate a whole bunch of stuff at the top of the funnel, then a first touch model actually is great because it tells you which campaigns are driving those initial touches. But say you want to really understand your entire customer journey, your entire impact of your entire marketing mix. Then you might want a multi-touch model that gives credit to all of the touches that happen prior to the deal creation. But you can also do it after the deal is created as well. So there's a lot of different options here, and that's the part that gets a little bit confusing, but this is the rule. If your marketing strategy is to really focus 97% on generating leads and doing top of the funnel activity, you really want to understand your marketing attribution model should really focus on those early touches or that first touch. That's a very useful model. But if you're trying to understand the total impact, then you want to use some sort of multi-touch. And there's a lot of different ways to organize this. It's probably a little bit too detailed to get into on this particular podcast, but there are cheat sheets around the internet that you can go find. Go find a cheat sheet and read it, and you'll get the gist of what those particular things are. But the key is, don't forget, it's about your marketing strategy, and you want to pick models that represent your marketing strategy. And it's also important to have run multiple models at the same time, because you may learn something from comparing what's the results of one model versus what's happening with another model.
I love the fact that you're tying this back to strategy. That's where everything really should begin for B2B marketers, and especially marketers and sales teams that are working together to generate more revenue. Also, I'm a big fan of cheat sheets somewhere on the internet that can help us. So definitely Google if you're wanting to dive deeper into that multi-touch attribution and the different models that might be in that will allow you to test, like Bonnie's saying, again, having two different models running, seeing what insights is the word, Bonnie, that popped into my mind when you said that. I want to be able to glean insights. So Bonnie, one of the things that I'm a big fan of is the show Mythbusters. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Man, I love that show. Just I could sit and watch that for hours. And so I'm curious, when we talk about such a large topic like marketing attribution, is there a common myth or myths that you would like to take time on the Marketing Smarts podcast to say, I want to debunk this right now? Like, what's the marketing attribution myth that should go away forever?
For me, it's about how people use the word marketing attribution and what do they really mean by it. It seems like a lot of people use the word marketing attribution to mean all marketing measurement of everything. And in particular, those folks that use marketing attribution, they oftentimes will include a very important metric called funnel metrics. So when I talk about marketing attribution, for me, I'm speaking very specifically of impact on pipeline and revenue, doing budget optimization through these various attribution models, very specific. But some people, when they use attribution, they also mean funnel metrics as well. And funnel metrics were made really popular by Serious Decisions. And it was even almost 20 years ago when they created the Serious Decisions waterfall. And we all use those terms, inquiry, MQL, SAL, SQL, so on. So that's the marketing funnel. And I want to just be really clear what the purpose of these things are, right? So attribution, the purpose of attribution is for budget prioritization. Know what's impacting, what's not impacting. The purpose of funnel metrics is to really understand and optimize your process. So whether you're a small company or a big company, you've got processes. You've got to get the leads over to sales. They've got to follow up on them. You've got to get some sort of feedback loop going. If you don't have good funnel metrics, you won't be able to do that. And it's my opinion, after doing this marketing thing a little bit myself, that funnel metrics are really half the problem. Process is half the problem, and the other half is really budget optimization. So if you can solve both of those problems, you're in a really good shape.
Are you looking for great curated content specific to you? the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast. All right, so I've got to go off the beaten path again because I think it's second, maybe third time that you've mentioned in this conversation of marketing attribution of budget optimization. When you say budget optimization based on the insights that we're getting from marketing attribution, where does your brain go, or what dominoes do you, or chess pieces, whatever game you like, ladies and gentlemen, Marketing Smarts listeners, what moves or where does your brain go with budget optimization based on this attribution insight?
Well, one of the things that you can get with marketing attribution is a pretty straightforward list of which campaigns or groups of campaigns are impacting pipeline revenue the most and which are impacting pipeline and revenue the least. So you might have this stack ranked list of 30 campaigns or 30 groups of campaigns or 50, might be 100 for some big organizations. And you can see very clearly what's at the top, what's impacting it the most, and what's impacting the least. And that in itself is super useful because you can make some judgments then based on data. And you can do lookbacks of marketing attribution from this month or this quarter or this year. And you can also compare what the trending is based on the impact on pipeline and revenue. So just having that is huge.
Yeah, massive, massive, massive. Okay, let's keep digging in deeper. Time flies when we're having fun on these podcasts, and I always have so many questions I want to ask. So one of the things I like to do, Bonnie, is I feel like execution is king, right? And so I love to give people tips, tricks, things like that, that they can take around this. So when you think about marketing attribution, again, are there any tips, tricks, templates that B2B marketers can use when implementing or measuring this marketing attribution for their success?
Absolutely. So I would say the first thing is really pay attention to the data. And when I say the data, if you see some things that are unusual, it might mean some of your systems are feeding incorrect information and you're not getting the right answer. So paying attention to your data is really important and really understands how your systems are all working together. If you're lucky enough, you'll have somebody who's assigned this job in your organization. So if you're lucky enough, you'll have somebody that's every day waking up, just making sure that all the data looks like it's flowing correctly. And that person really will understand and know the systems. If you're not so lucky, do the best you can. So that's my advice. That would be my first tip, is really pay attention to your data. The second tip I'd say is it's really important to look at the results. What is the point of measuring if you don't actually get together with a group, show the results in a dashboard or some or report or some other presentation, and really discuss what's going on, what you think is working, what you think is not working? Take action items. And the meeting should be regular. You know, most companies that I know that are really doing this well, there's a weekly meeting that you look at this data and you take action items and you figure out what's going on. And those are great opportunities to discover even the way you're collecting the data isn't quite right and you can make adjustments.
Ah, I like those words. Make adjustments. I think that's a piece that it's not just about reporting on it. It's just not about getting the insights, but it is that kind of execution and making adjustments based on what you've gotten. Which also kind of makes me lean into the next two pieces that I like to diagnose and give people two sides of one coin, if you might say, Bonnie, and that is hurdles and success. So what are some hurdles that you've seen B2B marketers face when trying to leverage marketing attribution for their organizations?
So the first thing is really education and really learning about what are the different types of marketing metrics and really understand the meaning and how to use them. So I think that that's a really important part of it. If you have an expert in your organization, have them do a brown bag lunch or something and teach everybody in the organization so that when you see the results and how you're actually doing the metrics, everybody knows what those metrics mean and what actions to take. So it's very clear. The second thing is really setting baseline metrics, because when you first get started with attribution, you're going to want to have some sort of baseline, and then you're going to want to improve against the baseline. In the beginning, it's hard to know what your goals are. You just need to start measuring and really understand what's going on, and then you can set real goals. But make sure you set some baseline metrics.
Love that advice. So let's say we've been doing this for a while. We've got goals set. We've got that baseline. We've got the buy-in. We're working as a sales and marketing team. Oh my gosh, we're aligned. Say it so. Say it so, please. Anyway, what the heck does success look like? How, Bonnie, do we know that we've reached marketing attribution nirvana?
So I think there's a cadence that you can recognize if you're doing it right. One is, in the very beginning, maybe it's at the beginning of your fiscal year, maybe it's the beginning of the quarter, you and the sales team really understand what the sales goals are and what your objective is. Then you need to make sure you have some sort of system in place to actually do all this. So get a system that is actually measuring attribution and funnel metrics, because as I said, I think that's half the battle. Then the third thing is these regular meetings to discuss the data, discuss the results, really understand what's working, what's not working, and make recommendations for changes that might be made. You might not make any changes. You might say, oh, everything's working great for the moment. But oftentimes you're going to want to make some changes and identify areas where you can either add investment, because there might be some things that are really working well, so you want to double down on that, and places where you might want to take away investment. Or you might want to change the program and try something different and measure the result from that change. But once you get those four things right, you'll see there's a cadence that really works well and gives you a lot of power to control what your priorities are.
I like the idea of marketers being able to be in control and actually have priorities, know what is important and what they're going after. I did have one side idea that I want to ask. So again, for I think a third time this episode, I'm going to go off the beaten path, because this marketing attribution, this paying attention to the bottom of the funnel kind of standpoint of revenue generating budget optimization, it flew into my brain about the word accountability between the two teams. And then I got curious, I wonder if an SLA or service level agreement has any part to play in this attribution or marketing attribution, sales marketing alignment that we're dancing around. What say you to SLA and accountability along with this as like a good wine to a nice meal?
So the agreement that sales and marketing have is that the purpose of marketing is to make your products easier to buy and easier to sell. And the promise that marketing is making is to tee up the best leads they can find for the sales team. And the promise that the sales team is making is to follow up quickly as humanly possible, on every qualified lead and see what you can do with it. So an SLA is really important about that agreement, is what is marketing promising in terms of the quantity and the quality of the leads? And what is sales promising to do to follow up on the leads and close them? So yes, SLA, very important. Usually it takes the form of how quickly the sales team is going to follow up, and the marketing team promises that they're going to deliver a certain number of leads.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Love it. Bonnie, time, I tell you, it just slips away. And if you get that music reference, well, then ladies and gentlemen, you're probably older like I am. But one of the things that we old folks actually do as we journey this earth is we start to build this thing called wisdom. And so, Bonnie, what are some words of wisdom that you want to share with the Marketing Smarts listeners about marketing attribution, maybe marketing in general, or life itself?
Well, I would say right now a lot of B2B marketers have tight budgets. And in the world of a tight budget, marketing measurement has never been more important. So actually making investments and spending time and effort on marketing measurement right now, or in any time where budgets are tight, is really important, because this is the time where you really want to optimize the marketing spend. So I wish everyone good luck and good measuring.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, but we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Amrita Mathur about a playbook for marketing-led growth from zero to 30 million in less than 3 years. Well, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.